this podcast replay. It's brought to you by VSS West Pines, your one-stop shop for any and all vape and smoke shop needs. When knowledge counts, call 954-613-3367 or visit on social media at VSS West Pines.
We're going to hear from Chan Gailey, the offensive coordinator, in just a minute here when Bill is ready. Remember, the Dolphin-Raiders game moved to December 26th, so they'll play on a Saturday at 8:15. It'll be on NFL Network. It'll be on Channel 10. The Ravens-Steelers game was postponed till Wednesday, so they'll play tomorrow at 3:40 in the afternoon. That's crazy stuff, dude. 3:40 in the afternoon.
Good morning, Chan.
All right, you ready? All right, let's hear from the Dolphins' offensive coordinator, Chan Gailey.
Good morning, Chan. Question is, how's Tua feeling and how difficult was it for him not to play last week?
I think we kind of all realize how competitive he is. And I didn't really get a chance to talk to him, after the game about how he felt. But just knowing him, I know it really he wanted to play. I don't know till we get back in the office Wednesday exactly what the status is, but I know he's working hard to get ready. He's a tough guy.
Barry?
Hi, Chan. Just wanted to ask your thoughts on slot receiver. I know Antonio Callaway only had maybe a half dozen catches out of the slot for Cleveland. Do you view him as a viable slot option the rest of the season? Where's Lynn in his development? And your thoughts on Malcolm, who seemed to be playing well, obviously, before getting hurt.
Yeah, we've got some options there, and obviously we have to be able to use everybody at our disposal here. We try to not pigeonhole too much where guys are going to be. We know Devontae's been more of an outside guy, but we have played him inside, and we can still do that. He's good in there. He's done it, and he can go make some plays inside in the slot. So we try not to pigeonhole guys. But I think that as the rest of the season unfolds, we're going to have to use these other guys in different and varied ways to be able to move the football in the best way. So we got to use them all. It's not going to be, Malcolm's come a long way. Lynn's come a long way. Antonio's learning as he goes. But it's going to take everybody.
You know, you get the feeling, and this is a guy that I thought was going to contribute a little bit more early on in Antonio Callaway, and the fact that he has not had a bigger role, that tells me that mentally he is struggling with his responsibilities right now and that they don't trust him yet. So he's not in a comfort zone, Chan's not in a comfort zone, and that's probably why you're not seeing a lot of Antonio Callaway. And to me, I got to say that, I was wrong. I thought he would play a little bit more at this point because he was already there for several weeks. He was there for a couple months, working out and getting in shape and getting mentally ready and all of that. And you were around the playbook already. You know what you were going to do, but yet it hasn't come through for you. And so to me, that tells me that mentally he must be behind right now. He's not where he's supposed to be, and he's going out when he's supposed to go in, he's going deep when he's supposed to go short or whatever, or he's not picking up the blitz or something's going on that he's not doing things the right way, because it's not a physical thing. It's got to be a mental thing right now with Antonio Callaway. Go ahead.
I wanted to ask you about, we know that Fitz has a good mastery of this offense and has the ability to alter and change plays. Does Tua have that same level of mastery and same ability to change plays?
Not to the level of Fitz. Very few people have that, that ability. He's an amazingly smart guy, and Tua hadn't been in the offense six games yet. it's like comparing apples and oranges. Is he where Fitz is? No, he's not. But has he come a long way, and is he making progress? Yes, very definitely.
Armando?
Hey, Chan. So what is...
Wait, stop it there a second. Just to elaborate a little bit on that point, there was a good question by Omar, but there's no surprise in the answer. One guy's 17 years in, the other guy is 7 games in. You know, there's a huge difference here. So Fitz is supposed to understand the offense and defenses better. Fitz is supposed to have a better command of the offense and being able to use the audibles. And obviously a guy like Tua is not going to see everything and is not going to be able to register everything on the fly like Fitz is. Okay? That's where... You know, that's where we get into the fork in the road, and you're going into two areas. But it's normal, folks. The kid's a rookie. You got to give Tua a couple years before he's at Fitz's level mentally. So there's really no surprise in the answer. But a good question for Omar, because it kind of sets up the stage for everything else. Go ahead.
Identity of the offense right now.
I think it's week by week. We're one of those offenses that tries to take what the defense gives us. I don't want to pigeonhole who we are offensively. And I think we try to run the ball effectively. We throw it when we need to throw it, and we got to throw it. We got to be more consistent with what we're doing. So. If people are going to stack the box and we have to throw it, then we're going to throw it. If they play soft and let us run it, we've got to be able to run it effectively. It gets back to execution and being consistent with the things we're trying to get done. I don't like to worry about too much about identity. I want to make sure we're just being consistent and moving the ball on a consistent basis.
Now, let me explain something here on this identity stuff. And also, for those that may want to pick on Chan Gailey, that too, and maybe people that want to pick on the offense. First of all, this is what I would say to anybody, including my boy Armando, great dude, but this team is not supposed to have an identity. Now, I know some of you are going, well, what do you mean, oh? Come on, bro. I mean, they're 11 games into a season. How do they not have an identity? Well, you know, here's the thing. A lot of people want more points. They want more explosiveness on the offense. Let's take an inventory of what's going on. You got a journeyman quarterback or a rookie. Either way, you don't have anything special right now at quarterback. Tua, I think, will be special, but not right now. He's a rookie. You have an offensive line that has 3 rookie linemen in it. And no other Pro Bowlers. Because it's not like Eric Flowers or Ted Karras is considered a Pro Bowler. So 3 rookies, no Pro Bowlers, no studs. Flowers has done a good job. Karras has been serviceable. Again, no superstars. You have no number one wide receiver. Because Parker is hurt right now to the point he's playing and he's toughing it out and he's a possession guy, but he's not stretching defenses.
No vertical threat at all.
Nothing. And Preston Williams is out. And remember, the guy that was vertical was Albert Wilson. He chose not to play because of COVID. The possession guy that could help you move the chains, Alan Hearns, chose not to play because of COVID. Okay? So you're depleted also, and you're not the same team that you would have been on offense with those guys. So let me ask you something. You don't have any greatness at quarterback. You're not great on the offensive line. You have no running back. You don't have a number one back. Gaskins had his moments. DeAndre Washington did a nice job this weekend, but they're not studs. So you don't have a running back that can scare anybody. Your wide receiving core fails to have top-end speed. Your offensive line can pass block, but not really run block. And your quarterbacks are just guys right now. So let me ask you something. How are we supposed to have some kind of an identity And how in the world are we supposed to expect them to go out and put up a bunch of points? They're 7-4. That's what I would tell you, just like the idiots that we had on Sunday complaining, oh, it wasn't a strong enough win. We struggled early on, beat the Jets. Dude, they dominated the Jets. They beat them 20-3. That game was never in doubt. Yes, I know, it's not the prettiest game in the world, but it's a win. It's a win. You know, yesterday I said on the show, on the other show I have, so the Dolphins go and they beat the Jets, right? Well, the Cards are trying to work on a playoff position, and they went and lost to a bad Patriots team. The Rams, you thought they were playing well and they were trending up. They lost to Nick Mullins and the 49ers. The Raiders, the team that lost the playoff spot that Miami gained, they lose to a suck-ass Falcons team 43-6. I mean, a win's a win, dude. The Jags suck. You remember the Dolphins dominating the Jags? Do you know that the Cleveland Browns improved to 8-3? Do you think that their fans are complaining that they only won against the Jags 27-25? Or that they just won? They won. They're 8-3. So people need to pump the brakes on all this bullshit about, we need to have an identity. We need to have a great offense. Why? They're not good. They focused on defense this past offseason and the offensive line. Next year, trust me, running backs, receivers will be a focus in the draft. I guarantee you that. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, hi, Chan. In light of what happened in Denver, obviously all the quarterbacks missing the game, some teams are separating their third quarterback from meetings and all that. I was just curious, do you guys take any precautions like that or beyond the normal mask wearing and all that?
Well, the thing about it is we're right now in the situation that we're in, we're all separated. You know, we're doing all the meetings from home. We're doing everything. You know, we spread out at practice. So it seems like a moot point at this time, to talk about that, because we do try to keep them separated at practice where they're not standing huddled together. Without proper precautions. So, and meetings from home are kind of handling the separation there.
All right, time to keep them separated.
Hello, Chan. I want to sort of revisit a topic that we talked about a little bit last week at various points about contested catches and the quarterback having the confidence to trust his receiver to make a play. We saw Fitz do that with Gesicki and Parker on Sunday in New York. Where is Tua now in his development toward having that confidence, and how do you bring him along to get him to make those throws that receivers have to make the play?
Now, I think there's a couple things involved there. I think one, Fitz had last year with all these receivers. So he knows, what to expect and how to read them and how to read body language and know break points and things like that. Tua has had, four games with these guys? And so I think there's a learning process that goes on there that you have to get a feel for it. You have to understand that. And is Tua at that point yet? No, but I think we will get there at some point in time. I'm hoping it's sooner than later, and I think he's getting a better idea of it. And then he threw a couple balls in Denver that were a sticks route on the right side to Devontae that was like that, where they're not just standing wide open, that you gotta throw it and give them a chance to make a play. So I think we're getting there, but we don't have that kind of experience yet with these receivers, with each of the guys yet to be able to do that.
Final question, Cam.
Hey, Chan, you guys have had a lot of guys leading your backfield throughout the season for different reasons. Seems like you guys are getting close to getting, you know, Miles and maybe Salvon back. Do you anticipate Miles, you know, kind of resuming his previous role, or how do you think that's going to work out now that you've got, you know, different guys in the backfield?
I think it depends on everybody's health. I can't answer that question today. I think we got to see how healthy everybody is. Somebody like Miles, that's missed 3 weeks. What's his conditioning level? There's just so many things up in the air right now to try to answer that question. I think that's probably a question for maybe even all the way to Sunday before we really know what's going to happen on that.
There you go. That's Chan Gailey, baby, addressing the meteors today. Appreciate all of you, as always, out there. Big O, I disagree on your Parker assessment. I think what you see is what you get, hurt or not. That's not what you saw last year. Last year, he was actually stretching the defense, and he went downfield. I just don't see this guy taking the top off the defense. He's had a hamstring injury, and obviously it's lingered. You know what I mean? He did it last year. This year, you could tell he's not himself, man, and he's kind of gutted it out. You know, but he's at least he's been able to stay on the field with injuries. That's something that he wasn't able to do in the past. So I think I disagree with you. I think he can. I just think it's something that he's not able to do right now, too.